nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon, your host. I'm here today with Casey Smith, who is a CFP, works in the planning and implementation department in Hensler Financial. And yo, you guys are getting to be a regulars on the show.
We are, that's right.
I said regulars, not irregulars. It sounded a little bit like that.
However you want to look at it. Second one's probably a little more accurate, but that's all right.
Casey and I are also joined by none other than Jarrett.
That's right.
McKenzie.
The market predictor himself.
There you go.
You must have been on the show last week and called an upmarket.
I did.
I said it was going to be sky high.
Yeah. Oh, you did, but the market did pull back about 0.5% this week. It's really hard to pinpoint exactly what's going on with the market, but I will assure you that some of our troubles that we're running into politically are kind of knocking the bloom off the rose for us. The market has run up since the election. We're still up about 11% since the election on the notion that we will get more beneficial regulation, lesser regulation, and still lots of hope about lower taxes. But
I don't know that I'm as concerned about that, Troy, just to be honest with you. It seems like the market has been, even though it's had some set politically, there's been some setbacks based on what the Trump administration is trying to accomplish.
Sure.
And has not been able to make much headway in thus far. But the market has been relatively resilient. I mean, it's had some pullback, but we're still up a little over 5% on the year.
Yep.
On the S&P. So, you know,
5.23
at this point in the year, it seems like we're doing okay. I mean, I don't think it's any reason to hit the panic button.
No, absolutely not. The thing that you got to understand is, like I said, we're up 11% in a 5-month span.
Yeah.
That's usually about what we would expect for the year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we've had quite a run since early November, and even though we've had a few political setbacks, it still seems like there's plenty of will to get deals done, to get lowered regulation. And
we've seen interest rates start to tick up. You know, the Fed has come in and made interest rate increases, and they've kind of indicated that that's going to be relatively normal here going forward. So
yeah, and at a reasonably slow pace.
Right.
We even saw some information out of that FOMC this week. The minutes were released from their last meeting that we did get a 25 basis point increase in that meeting, and we're still seeing that no clear indication that the Fed's gonna shift significantly, but we are looking for gradual increases, maybe even getting another one over the next, within 2017, so over the next 8 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
And still steady, paying attention to the data kind of concept, which is a positive. I know in the past we've seen instances where economic indicators were so strong that we had a 25 basis point increase over multiple consecutive meetings,
right.
But we don't look to be doing that, at least according to what the Fed's telling us so far. If you look a little deeper, what did happen this week as far as the upside, utilities up 1%, real estate up almost 1%, 95 basis points, energy was up 41 basis points. Yeah. So
energy is trying to stage a slight comeback, I guess. It's still down a little over 6%, 6.5% for the year.
Right.
So lagging as far as sectors are concerned within the S&P.
Yeah. The news that's driving that at the moment is still supply.
Right.
We've got OPEC that's seems to be constantly talking to at least their members, saying, you know, let's stay the course, make sure you don't overproduce. It's not in our best interest. We need to make sure that the price is managed in a proper way, which is still just a strange concept to me that you've got. You couldn't have it in any other industry where, you know, production was a group of producers who could talk to each other about pricing and how to drive the pricing and making sure that they're all in lockstep.
What's that called?
That's a cartel.
Cartel.
That's precisely what OPEC is.
that's right.
Exactly
what. Well, that's why they can do that, right?
Speak openly of it. Yep.
Some might say the same thing about the Federal Reserve, but I'll save that for another show.
Yeah. They absolutely do control interest rates. There's no doubt in that. All right, so some of the economic information that we see out this week, we got ISM Manufacturing Index, a little bit of a disappointment, down from 57.7 to 57.2 in March. Production Index fell from 62.9 to 57.6 in March, which these are pretty significant pullbacks. We had seen earlier in the year, like late last year, quite a bit of positive news out of the manufacturing index, but looks like we're pulling back just a little bit. It's still expansionary. Anything over 50 in this indicator is still showing us that we're growing. It's just slowed a bit. We also got ISM non-manufacturing or services index information, and it too was a little bit lighter than expected. We went from 57.6 in February to 55.2 in March, so pullback in both, and the details were generally weaker as well. So, you know, with the Institute for Supply Management giving us some bad news on both accounts for March, not the best of news, obviously. International trade, we saw a bit lower in February as well. We saw a small gain in the exports as well as a decline in imports. So, you know, again, not the best of news. Factory orders are improving. We did get positive news there. So when you get orders that are positive and talking about factories, we're talking again about manufacturing. You know, it seemed like the non-defense aircraft was the strength in that spot.
Well, we get a lot of this data, and obviously the market reacts to these numbers as they come through. And we just talked about how the market had been down over the week. It's been kind of, you know, a little bit choppy over the last few weeks, I guess.
Right.
And we attribute a lot of that to the political environment. But, I mean, obviously, some of that could also be due to the numbers coming in not as strong as maybe were expected.
Absolutely. You still have the Fed talking. I mean, what's the overall attitude? The Fed is a raising interest rates.
Yeah.
You're not going to see them raise interest rates in a weakening environment for sure.
Yeah,
overall.
Exactly.
So a lot of the thing that it's easy to miss too is we come on this radio show week after week, and you know, it's a week is not a trend for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you got short-term information, you got to be mindful of that as well. I had mentioned it earlier, FOMC minutes. Fed's talking about slow, gradual increases, but it does seem like they're absolutely on board with interest rate increases. Some of the talk is about, I found this a little bit interesting, whether or not they're going to raise rates while they simultaneously shrink the balance sheet, but it seems as if they are mindful of that. They're making a conversation as to how that should go about. Obviously, a reduction in the balance sheet is also a monetary tightening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be watching that as well, and the Fed seems to be on the case. So I'm not as worried about it as some might be. There's a whole lot of folks that would, I think, KC, you already alluded to it, be just as happy to do away with the Fed, but surely not the best policy if you ask me. But anyway, we got another weekly report, jobless claims. Initial claims for unemployment insurance were down again, 25,000 to 234,000. And if you look at the longer-term, four-week moving average dropped 4,500 to 250,000. the news in the employment situation just keeps on keeping on.
Yeah, and I mean that explains some of the Fed's willingness to keep hiking rates and keep on their projected path, I guess, to increase rates, albeit slowly. They're still moving in that direction. And if jobless claims were going the other way, they'd probably maybe slow up on some of that tightening.
Right, yeah. The two main things is employment situation and inflation.
Yeah.
We know inflation at our last measure was above the 2% target.
Right.
If you look at CPI, even PCE was showing up in that range as well, you know, 2.1, somewhere between 2.1 and 2.6 is probably what we've seen for inflation over the last few months. So,
right.
You know, I think it's justified the actions the Fed has taken recently, you know, to kind of put a little bit of a slowdown on the market. The thing you definitely don't want is inflation to get out of control. It makes everything a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Not as bad as deflation, though.
No, absolutely.
When you have so many assets that are leveraged, it surely can mess things up. Well, guys, let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll have a dog of the week, and then we'll answer some financial questions that our listeners have sent us. Stick around.
Good.
You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.